This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. There are now three fires burning on the Front Range. The Stone Canyon fire near Lyons is now roughly 2.5 square miles. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives and a new team of state wildfire investigators are looking into the cause of that blaze. Further north, the Alexander Mountain fire near Loveland is now nearly 12 square miles. More than 24 homes have been damaged or destroyed in that fire. Meanwhile, the Quarry fire in southern Jefferson County has not damaged any homes or caused injuries. Rebecca Rose lives in Ken Carroll.
We live in a neighborhood. It doesn't feel like a place that's a fire risk. And I think overall, just the sense of impending doom for the last few years has settled in a little bit to the wildfires this summer.
For a complete list of evacuations and maps of the fires, visit CPR.org. Colorado voters will decide this fall whether to ban the hunting of bobcats and mountain lions. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the initiative has been officially certified for the ballot.
Hunters tend to take around 500 mountain lions a year in the state, and an average of nearly 900 bobcats, which are both hunted as trophies and trapped for their fur. The initiative would do away with those hunting seasons. Mountain lions and bobcats could still be killed as part of population management efforts by the government or by ranchers if they're preying on livestock. This proposal comes 4 years after Colorado voters narrowly approved wolf reintroduction. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Another day of smoke-filled skies in Boulder tomorrow with a slight chance for storms and a high of 96. This is CPR News at 6:06.